Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new season on Beyond the Mic with your host, Uramazibuko.
And me, Wiselo Pepe.
Guys, in this season, we're going to bring various guests, various topics that we want to discuss. And also, feel free to let us know what y'all want to see. You feel me? We're excited to be back, guys, and we just hope you enjoy the season as much as you enjoyed season one.
We're back for season two. Y'all thought we were gonna stop, but we ain't stopping.
We're not stopping.
We keep on going, and we're only gonna go higher. So enjoy season two, guys. Follow us on our various social media: Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, RSS as well,
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Podcast,
Spotify, yes sir. Catch us that side.
Catch us on every single platform. Love you all, and yeah, enjoy season two. Yes, sir. 3, 2, 1. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to our brand new episode on Beyond the Mic with your host, Uramazibuko.
And me, Wiselo Pepe.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys, if my voice is a little bit... Your boy is a little bit sick. Don't mind me.
What are you doing?
I just have a sore throat, dog. It's the weather.
Sore throat in February. Imagine.
It's the weather, gents. It's the weather. But we good. We grinding. We pushing. Also, we sincerely apologize for not uploading anything last week. Honestly, I'll take the fault for that, really. Ish. Things are hectic, gents. That's all I'ma say.
It was Ura's fault.
It was my fault.
It's Beanie's fault.
Listen, I'm back. We back. No more breaks. Obviously, the only break we're gonna get is when we close season two
yeah.
And we, what's this thing, get ready for season three.
Yeah.
That's the only break we're gonna get. Anyways, what's this thing? Make sure to follow us on all social media accounts. We're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, RSS. We everywhere. So please make sure you follow us. Follow our personal social account. I got hacked, gents.
Yo.
I got hacked.
That hasn't been a good week for all ratchets.
I got hacked, and for whoever hacked me. You watch your dog, like, what do hackers gain, dog?
No, because Ura had like 500 and something followers on IG, so let's capitalize on that opportunity.
500, why are you crying for 500 followers?
Not dog. Everyone has 500 followers, Ura. It's a rare occurrence.
You know what? The hacker won, it's fine. I restarted anyways. My new Instagram is ura.mazibuko. Because of you, I no longer have the It's Ura account.
I saw like the hacker that hacked your account. Because I tried.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I tried reporting him, but then like IG didn't give me an option because I think he deactivated your account.
He did. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't find it anywhere. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, that's even worse, boy. Heck, and you deactivate. Because I know someone who got hacked as well, but their account is still there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can still see it.
You can see mine got deactivated. You see, you need a life. But you know what? It's fine. And then follow the boy Wise.
Advise the boss.
Yes, sir. Sorry for the long intro. But shall we get into it now?
Yeah, we can start. Yes, oh, yeah, sir. I was going to say, do you think this topic is going to have a part two in the future?
It should have, for sure.
Yeah, I think it should, yeah, definitely.
Female perspective or male perspective? I feel like we always say we want a female perspective.
I think this one, it wouldn't. Actually, I think even both if possible.
Yeah, I think this one, if both if possible. Okay,
yeah.
So if you ever want to hop in on this part two, DM.
Pull up, know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, also, guys, HOM. We don't have the products, unfortunately.
But we did promote them last episode, know what I'm saying? I'll probably show it on screen again, that video that we promoted. So go follow them.
Of course, they officially have an Instagram and a TikTok. Please make sure you follow them. Once
again,
do
they have a website?
They don't have a website. I will talk to the owners and make sure that they get a website soon. But please get yourself some HOM, right? They need you guys will not regret it.
Yeah,
me and Wise use it. You feel me? Use it
and we enjoy.
You'll get all the the people you want to attract.
But our mommies or the guys will pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. But enough yapping. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
So should I bring this a little bit closer? So today's episode is does long relationship.
Yeah?
No wait.
You see.
Guys, Ura, I'm not in the
his sore throat is affecting the productivity of this episode.
My fault. No, does long distance relationship last?
Oh, I thought it was work.
Work last. However you wanna.
It was work first. Okay, now he's saying last.
However you wanna. Yeah. It doesn't matter. My fault, guys. Like I'm everywhere today.
But then I guess it is. It's too fine. Yeah. Last or work is the same thing.
But anyways, does it work? I'll let my boy Wise start us off.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So when Ura told me this, because as we said, we're supposed to release this episode last week. Apologies again. But when he did tell me about the topic, I remember I spoke to one of my female friends because she came to hang out at her house for my sister's event. So I told her this and I said, this is what I told her. So it's oh, it's like the first episode when we said, can boys and girls be friends? This is literally going to be almost the same answer. I told her, in theory, yes, but in practice, no. That's what I said.
Wait. That's what I need you to elaborate on that.
So, why I said in theory, because like, if you think about it, in theory, it should work because all you have to do is make sure that you're always communicating. Just make sure you're faithful as well while you wherever you guys are at, and also be honest, you know, be honest about where you at, when you can call, when you can't call, you know what I'm saying, and even add a little bit of spice to it, have an e-date if you can, you know what I'm saying,
this guy an e-date.
I mean fair, you know what I'm saying, you're long distance,
fair,
so that's why I said in theory, yes,
in theory, true,
but in practice, no. That's made due to the fact that three reasons in my opinion. Number one, you're not willing to put in the work to make that long distance relationship work. You're lazy. you're plain on lazy.
Why are you lazy? Why? Just try.
That's your significant
other. I do see why people like, because like, dog, that's too much mileage.
No.
It's too much mileage, no. Dog. Whereas if we were like right here, I wouldn't have to do those unnecessary steps.
That's not the point, Ura. The point is, it's easy to make it last, but you're not trying to put in the work.
Okay, that's fair.
Number two reason.
I can't argue with you there.
Yeah. Second reason, you're not faithful. Plain and simple, you're not faithful. And the thing is, if it's the matter of you break up with them before you tell them, or you cheat on them whilst being on long distance, I think that's probably the biggest fear factor about the long distance relationship is that people don't really have faith in their partner to actually stick by them despite the distance.
That is true, because like, think about it, bro. Imagine you and I, right, in a long distance relationship, and I live in one province, you live in another, or even overseas.
Yeah,
dog, you know how many people there are in the world.
And yeah,
you're
exactly.
you mean to tell me I've got you, trust me.
Yes, I've got you, why can't you trust me?
Today's society.
Boy, yeah, but don't get...
Wait. Think about it, dog. Gents out there are starving. And females fold. Vice versa. Gents fold. Like, I'm telling you right now, you're telling me you're gonna look at someone and be like, ooh, she's low-key better than my person. But because I'm not faithful, I'm a fool. You feel me? That's the mindset most people have.
Think,
you get me. That's why for me, long distance can't work. But please continue.
I was gonna say, so the second reason. Wait, did I say loyalty or?
You're not faithful.
You're not faithful and loyalty. And I think the third reason is probably just fear. I think it's just the fear of not being with your person. Maybe not say 24/7, but at least for the majority of the week, because they're not with you in person anymore, literally, until they come back from wherever they're at. You know, you don't know what they're doing, so there's that fear factor inside. Like, yo, what is she doing? You know what I'm saying? What is she doing? Who's she with? Who's she texting at right now?
Boy,
you know, there's just that fear factor.
But that's the thing; it all goes down to who you are as a person. Yeah. you, it's up to you if you're willing to trust that your partner's
is faithful
or not, and you can be the one who ends by being unfaithful.
Yeah, but the thing is now with like what you said earlier, it's fine to be tempted by whoever you meet.
It's not fine to be, don't get me wrong.
Abu,
keep your eyes on the one.
Yeah, no,
stay focused.
Don't listen to it. It's not okay to get tempted.
It's fine to get tempted.
It's just depending on how you're gonna react to that temptation.
It's not okay.
It's okay. It's literally okay. It's just literally depending on how you react to the temptation. Cause like there's someone that I know. I'm not gonna reveal his name. But then he does have a role to play inside today's episode. Obviously, you guys are gonna see later on. But then I know he has had many encounters where, let me not say he could have been unfaithful, but he was almost tempted to let me not say cheat on his girl, but he was tempted to some degree.
Yeah.
Let me say. So with him now, he would like meet a female. Let me not say female friend, because I think he was a bit strict on like who he called a female friend, knowing that he was dating. But then every time he was quote unquote close to the female, there would be that temptation of almost wanting her more than the person he's with already. But let me not say wanting her, but try doing some. But there was like a feeling that he had whenever he was around that female that he didn't enjoy, and that feeling that he had was only something he feels like should be happening when he's around his own girlfriend, not with some other female. So I told him straight, I'm like, bruh, with what you're feeling, it's fine to get tempted, but it's just depending on how your reaction is. Because I told him ways to deal with it, and he's like, oh no, no. And keep in mind, his girlfriend is literally not in the same area as you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
So it's a long, currently it is long distance. So I'll tell him like advice and stuff on how not to fall into temptation, and you'll be like, oh no, but why is it hard? It's hard. It's like, for me personally, man, if you're in a situation where you feel like you want to do something with another person that's not your spouse, bro, you have to put in the work in order to reject that temptation, because there's only so much a person can tell you to not fall under temptation. Because we will all tell you, okay, I, at least for me, I'll tell you it's fine to be tempted, but it just depends on how you react to that temptation. But if you're gonna be like, ah, it's hard, it's like, bruh, what are you doing, bro?
You're not trying.
There's a whole lot of complaining and no action, bro. That's how I see it. So obviously he didn't fold, which is good. Big ups to him. He didn't fold. But I told him, bro, maybe in future, stop having female friends, girl. And this is what we're trying to say.
Wait,
discipline, girl. Discipline during long distance relationship.
Listen, am I not allowed to have friends now?
No, that's not the thing. The thing is that if your spouse allows it, if you're gonna have opposite gender friends, you have to be disciplined. You can't fold under pressure.
That is true.
You can't fold. If you know that your ass is just going to be fold, then just leave those females behind, bro. Focus on one. Your friends can be your same gender friends, not opposite gender.
No, I'm with you. No, obviously I respect that answer. Obviously, temptations do happen.
Yes.
It does happen.
It depends on how you react.
It does. Yeah, it does. But I will say this though. Do I think long distance relationship work? No.
Okay.
Nah, it doesn't work. My reasons for them not working, it's mostly what Wise said, like most of those three reasons you said.
Yeah.
I just wanna elaborate on it just a little bit more. Because like you guys need to think about it, right? We live like in different areas, right?
Yeah.
Different regions even. You get me? Mm-hmm. Like we are extremely, extremely far apart. Where you are, where I am, there's too many people around us. No, I'm serious. There's too many people around us. And I feel like as much as you think you will be faithful and you can be loyal, which it does happen, I'm not saying it's impossible, right? But it's very rare. But you need to also understand that you can't control what your other partner does.
Yeah.
You get me? Because you can be like, yeah, nah, I'm locked in, I'm staying with one shawty who lives wherever she lives, I'm not gonna look at. And guess what? You're gonna get that text. She's busy, bro.
That's not what's gonna happen, okay?
hopefully not.
She's
but yeah,
busy, bro.
It's either you get that text or you get the text late at night when she just hits you with, "Do you know I love you?" And that's when you know it's right.
Yeah, yo,
that's when you know, yo, out of the blue, middle of the night, "Do you know I love you?" It's raps,
it's,
bro.
It's raps. But the point that I'm trying to make here is the fact that it's just life, bro. Because like, once again, you never know if, like, especially long distance relationship, you really like start to question, is this the right person for me? You get me? Because if this is your soulmate, why is he or she far?
Yeah,
think about it.
No, but then there's different reasons.
Still, make it work. Come together.
No. Life hits.
Okay, wait. Listen, I do hear you. There's different reasons. Maybe, your dream is to stay here.
Yeah.
And do whatever it is that you love, whatever that might be. Her dream, studying overseas, you feel me? That clashes, you get me? Now, it's up to one of you if you're willing to neglect your dreams to pursue your partner's dreams. And if you're not willing to do that, they were never the ones for you. Think about it, because the one for you will never let you or allow you to compromise your future. Do you get me?
Yeah.
You won't have to choose them or your dreams. You feel me? You can have both. That's just me personally. I don't know if you agree with what I'm saying.
I would imagine that type of situation the couples would have discussed about it before anything went down. Because if there was a possibility of either one of you wanted to, like you set on going overseas, then that's something that should have been discussed.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Guys, when you meet each other and stuff, I'm saying talk. Obviously, I'm not saying like get deep immediately and stuff. No, you gotta let it marinate.
Yeah.
But those discussions have to happen before you carve them and now boom, out of the blue, I'm going. Now what happens?
Yeah.
You get me?
I hear what you're saying.
Because I'm not even gonna lie, and this is not me trying to hate on anyone that has a long distance. If you do, shout out to you guys there.
Shout out. If you do and you're still together,
shout out
and
to
it's
you.
A strong bond. Shout out to you.
Teacher, because I'm shout trying to be you. Like you. I'm yes, trying sir. To be like you. But that's why most cases it doesn't happen, bro. It's extremely like long distance relationship work. Nah. It doesn't happen. It's extremely rare.
Okay, and I wouldn't go as far as to say it's rare. It's a small percentage it works.
It's extremely rare because you guys don't have a common goal. You don't have a... And that's also same thing with friendships also, if you think about it, right? Like, if your bond is there, it's there. No doubt.
Yeah.
Sure. But like, in most cases, that's why friendships also end, because it's like, we don't have a common goal, you get me? Like a common, so if we don't have a common like goal to achieve, why are we still speaking in a way? Do you get what I'm saying?
That's why I want to add a little bit to that. I think for me, 2025, apart from the friends I can genuinely say I'm friends with, you know, people must start making a friendship that actually matter and it benefits to you. It doesn't even have to benefit you financially. If it benefits you mentally, physically, okay, physically sounds a bit sassy, I can't lie, but if it benefits you in some shape or form, make the friendship work and or happen. But if it doesn't, then
because for me, right, I promise you, because you're gonna find yourself in a point where you're forcing it, and I'm telling you, forcing things is so, it's so tiring. It's so jarring.
Yeah.
Like it really drains your energy and soul, which is why you start to almost like detach yourself and you just live your life. They live theirs until you guys slowly
drift
part
apart.
Ways.
Yeah.
You get me? But once again, if your bond is really that strong, then shout out. You get me? Shout out. But it's extremely rare for relationships to happen that way, because for me, long distance relationships, bro, it doesn't make sense, dog. It doesn't make sense, because once again, you constantly have that thought, even though you try not to think of it,
you constantly have that thought of, what if he or what if she is busy, you know? What if they just feel like this isn't working, but they're too scared to tell me?
Yeah.
So what am I gonna do? I'm gonna do what I think they're doing. You get me? Which is socialize, meet new people. You get me?
But is
that's
it
how some people think? Like,
but is
I
it
think
some?
That's how
is it on some friendship thing or
another relationship thing? Another relationship thing.
Ah.
No. But don't you think that's how some people think though? Because like, dog, you're telling me now, you're not gonna have that thought of, yo, what if she's busy? You get me? I think she's busy. Let me also be busy. Won't you think like that's how I think most people, and I can't blame them.
Now that's what, like, it goes down to what I said earlier. Like, it's just a matter of a fear factor in you, because you questioning already means that you're scared that she's doing
exactly.
She's doing something that maybe you won't approve of or you won't like, essentially. So that's what I'm saying. It really just goes down, because if there is trust in it, then you could. That's why I think a long distance relationship should have more, okay, let me not say it work, but it should have more chance of working if you guys already built a trust amongst yourselves,
but
before you guys parted a long way.
Also, one of the reasons why I feel like long distance doesn't work out is because, dog, you know how much freedom you have in a long distance. Just even though you don't, like, you have a lot of freedom, dog. Like, you can literally do anything you want because your girl or your guy is not near, so you're not going to drive to his house or to her house. You can just go to the club with your boys or with your girls, for that matter. You get me? That's why I say there's a lot of freedom. Like, it's almost like you have you're just
freedom.
Free. You're free. You feel me? Technically, you're free because there aren't any eyes on you. Whereas if your partner was with you, she or he were bound to know that you got cheated on, because literally they have eyes and ears everywhere. Whereas if, who's going to tell her or him that you got cheated on? You get me? Who's going to tell them? No one.
But I think by you starting to cheat, you eventually gonna end up getting reckless and outing yourself. I do see that, because like you're gonna have to be consistent with how you
all
cheat,
I'm saying,
so that she doesn't find out.
It's almost hard to slip. I'm not saying it's impossible, because like what I said, it is like you will out yourself eventually, but it's almost so impossible to get out of it, dog. It's almost like long distance. It's almost hard to like.
It's it is almost, but then I see it happening. Like the same goes.
Almost
the truth. It will eventually be set free.
But guess what? Because the guy isn't here or the girl isn't here, she's only gonna know the truth a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Whereas if she was here, she would have probably known like quicker than that. Like maybe a week, a month, whatever the case may be. That's what I'm saying, like long distance.
Yeah, but then still, you're gonna out yourself some way, somehow. Because you literally have to keep track of how you lie. You literally have to keep track of your lies, literally. And some lies, I'm telling you, don't make any sense. Because you're gonna end up lying to a point where it's like, but then this is what you said yesterday, but it doesn't make sense with what you're saying today. It's literally admin. You're gonna have to literally administrate your lies.
No, that is true. I do hear you, but for those of you watching and listening, you know what I'm saying. Like, it's almost impossible. No, it's almost hard for you to get caught, almost. But like, you will get caught eventually.
Yes.
But
you will.
It's almost impossible. I'm not like, you make it so easy to just, you feel me? But it does go down to the fact that you're just scared at the end of the day, and I can't blame you, because once again, we all have different minds, we all have different thoughts, and you can't control what your partner does.
Yeah.
You can't, because then your partner could feel sad, very, very sad, and then boom, unintentionally, he just meets someone that's there. And he's like, wait, why am I trying to fight for this if she's right here and she's there? let her meet someone there and let me build on this that I found. You get me?
No,
that's real life. That is real life, honestly speaking.
So in your opinion, let's say, because this is why I said it's better to be with a person for a long time before you guys go separately. Let's say you're dating someone for five years actually, and then you guys, maybe her or you, decide to have a long distance relationship because you have to do work related stuff or something is having you go to another country, another province to do that certain something. Do you see yourself cheating on your girl? Because let's say it's in a situation where she's not going to cheat. 5 years together, I don't see that.
Hey man, all I'm gonna say is I don't know that.
But this is not about her.
Okay, but it's not about her.
This is not about the female in the situation.
Real life. Okay.
Yeah, this is about you in the situation.
Okay.
Do you see yourself cheating on your girl?
Okay. Let me give you my answer.
Yes.
I can see the way this guy is looking.
Because I know what he may say.
I can see this guy look the way he's looking. Relax. I'ma give a proper answer.
Yes.
It's gonna be a valid it's gonna be a valid answer. Would I cheat on my partner? We've been together for 5 years. Guaranteed she's not going to cheat, right? But she chose to go somewhere and
I'm either one of you.
Honestly speaking, me personally, right, I'm not going to cheat. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
I won't cheat. But if life happens, life...
You see? No, to all the women listening...
Wait, no.
Don't date Ura.
No. No, you misinterpreted me, right? Life happens. Like, let me ask you a question. Imagine you... Ish. Okay, this is a horrible analogy, right? But I'm freestyling this, to be fair. So don't laugh at me, gents. Just listen. Try understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But...
Wait, yeah. I'm sorry if I'm like constantly looking at the screen.
No. It's fine. But just try, listen to me. It's a bad analogy, but just try understand what I'm saying. Imagine you're so used to eating peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
For like a year, four years straight, right? And all of a sudden, your rent no longer have money
to buy peanut butter
anymore. So, what did they start doing? They start buying cheese.
Okay.
Now, at first, you really do miss this peanut butter because it's what you've been used to. You've been so used to this peanut butter, you find it almost hard to like enjoy this cheese, right? For example. But then, as the days go on, you actually start like saying, wait a minute, this cheese is actually low-key better than this peanut butter. You get me? So the more you eat it, the more you realize, nah, cheese is better than peanut butter. You get me? Cheese is actually better than peanut butter. And yeah. As hard as it is for me to accept it, I just have to accept that cheese is just better than peanut butter at this point in time. So guess what I'ma do? Start buying cheese. And I'ma stop thinking about the peanut butter because I don't miss it like that. So to answer your question, I'm not going to cheat. But for me, if a girl comes into my life, obviously, I'm going to let it be known I'm in a relationship. But if the signs are there for me to, like, I need to leave, and as long as we were together for 5 years, then I have to let it go almost, you get me? Because for me, it's almost like, why force something when you can just enjoy something that's right here? Did I explain that well?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
See, exactly. So, I'm not going to cheat. Obviously, I'm not. Because I'm a good guy. I'd like to think I'm a good guy. I would. But I just feel like I'm at a point in my life where it really is tiring forcing things. And although you guys were together for like 5 years, right? you almost need to like let it go, you know, because you need to stop fighting and just start accepting that this could be the person you needed instead of this other person. Same analogy with the peanut butter and cheese. That's just me personally. But yeah, same question for you guys.
No, I'm not cheating. Because for me personally, gents.
No, but wait. I'm sorry to. I'm not cheating though. I'm just moving on. It's Ura, not cheating. It's
you're not
on.
With. Yeah, you're not cheating, but
it's moving.
You know,
on,
you're
yeah.
not. You're not with the previous person that you were with for 5 years.
Okay, wait,
because a new
wait.
Person came into.
This life. Guy is making it seem like I'll cheat. No,
let yeah, me it's not the matter yeah. of cheating. It's not, yeah, it's not yeah. the matter okay, of cheating, right, but right. like it could. It's for me personally. If a foundation was built for 5 years, or at least even for a long time in general, and then it all of a sudden just broke because a new person came into your life. For me personally, because I'm not judging you for your decision. I'm really not. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. For me personally, that's something I'm gonna low-key side eye, because it's like there's no way you destroyed a 5-year relationship all of a sudden just because a new person came into your life, and at that specific moment you felt the excitement that you had with this new person that came in, as opposed to what your previous girl tried doing for you. That's how I see personally. So that's why if I was in a 5-year relationship, me dog, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro, I'm praying every day. I don't care who enters my life, because there's no way God sent me a woman and I was with her for at least 5-10 years, or even 2-3, because the only way we break up is if she doesn't want it anymore. If it's me, if it's down to me, I'm gonna stick with you, bro. Like, it's for me, it's principle. So for me, if literally if God sends me a girl, this is how I want to do it. I want love to come to me. I don't want to find love. I know that's a controversial take, especially as a man, but it is what it is. If God sent me a girl that was proper, bro, like she's God sent, she prays properly, you know, she doesn't just speak, she speaks and she prays and she does the things she says she's gonna do, why the heck am I gonna ruin that relationship because baddie number one came and thought, oh, this guy looks cute, let me talk to man? Heck no, I'ma tell her I'm in a relationship and I'ma make sure that it stays that way. As I said, the only way this relationship, long distance relationship, ends is if she wants to end it because she has her own reasons as to why. But if it came down to me, I girl, you don't gotta worry about your boy. He's gonna be cold wherever he is. That's how I see it, person.
Okay. No, I hear you and I respect your take. But for me also, right, it's almost like, once again, it goes back to what I said earlier. Why, if it is the one, why is it if she's the one, we're not together, like we're not near each other? You get me? That's just me personally. Because if she's the one, there's literally no circumstance or no situation where she should be living in this continent and I should be living. You get me? That's why for me personally, if we built a foundation for 5-4 years and we end up going our separate ways because she has things to do and I also have things to do, whatever the case may be, obviously at first I will let it be known that I am in a relationship, right? But for me, it's also like it's a sign from the Lord that, what's this thing, I need to almost like stop holding on to something if he's telling me to let it go, almost. Because once again, it all goes down to what I said earlier. Why, if you are the one, are we living in different places? It doesn't make sense for me personally. And you guys can try explain it as much as you want to, but it will never make sense to me. That's why I feel like if you guys are truly for each other, you would find a way to ultimately be together. You get me? Obviously, once again, for those of you that are in long distance relationships, shout out to you. But me personally, I'm just in a point in my life where I'm not going to force anything, once again, because if it's meant to be, it will be. And if I'm meant to leave the 5-year relationship and enter this new one, because she's literally where I am, where we can literally like get a fresh start and all of it, why not? That's just me personally. But me and Wise have different takes. Let us know how you guys view
feel,
it.
Yeah.
Let us know how you guys view it and stuff. How many minutes do we?
So I think it was 28, I don't know, maybe 37 minutes in, maybe 36.
Oh, okay.
35. So we still have like 10, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. I see. But now imagine, okay, it's the same question, right? But if Wise had asked me, do I see myself in the same place with her again? If it's in the Lord's will, then definitely for sure. Because once again, obviously I'm a fight on my side. I'm not going to go around and cheat and stuff like that, because like I said, I miss you. So I'ma wait, see what you say. But yeah, I do see us, like, if we ever in a lot. If you tell me we need to do long distance, we're gonna have to stop right there. I appreciate you.
But then what if she has a valid reason behind it?
What's a valid reason?
Work.
Okay, fair.
University.
Wait. How long were we together?
3 years.
We'll try, but I'm not expecting.
If it's a year and less than a year, then I wouldn't blame you for saying that. Yeah, let's just stop it right here.
No. But for me, the thing is, bro, is that, excuse me, you really have to be that special someone, yeah, in order for me to wait. Because once again, it's not like I don't trust females or anything like that. Not at all. No, for me, it's like, if I know you're the one, I will wait. If I doubt you, we're probably going to not even attempt it. I'm not even going to.
That's the same. That's just answers me. Apply if you guys were married, essentially.
If we're married,
yeah.
Oh,
because I feel like if you guys are married, I feel like it doesn't even matter how long you guys were together. You guys are married.
I do hear you, but things happen in marriages. You find sides you've never found when you were dating. You find out things about your person that you've never like knew until you got married.
Yeah.
And they could be ugly. You feel me? They could be ugly. So it's hard to say, but probably not.
They say the answers won't change.
No, wait. Now the answer could change.
Okay.
It could change. But if she has a child, then yeah, nah, it nah, my, I'm gonna have to, like, we could get divorced, but like, I gotta be in my kid's life, you feel me?
So I guess that'll probably be like a legal battle, yeah, in terms of custody and stuff
like that. But for me, right, I'm not trying to be like that kind of person who thinks love is fake and all that and stuff, but I'm also not going to be naive and set myself up for failure. Because you have to be realistic also. You get me? That's where I'm coming from. And I feel like if I am realistic, then in a way, if it does happen, I won't be hurt. As if I act like it's not going to happen, and then when it does happen, I'm going to be devastated. You get me? And I guess all in all, I'm just scared of that, like, feeling, like, of that devastation. I'm scared of feeling hurt, you get me?
Okay.
So that's why for me, I'm really not going to push for long distance. That's just me. I'm really not. But once again, you truly, truly have to be the one for me personally. You do. And
for
I'll
you
know
to
it.
Be pushing.
Yeah. And I'll know it. I will know. If you're the one, I'll know. If you're not, it is what it is. You get me? But what about you, Raj?
Oh, with the marriage thing.
Will you fight for
a long distance?
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I don't really oppose to stuff. Depending on what it is, I can't lie. But if it's something that can work out, then I won't be quick to oppose to it. I'll let it ride. we try and then we see how it goes. And then if it just doesn't work out, then we can part ways mutually. You know what I'm saying? But then I wouldn't have us part ways because I met someone or you met someone. It must be something that we parted ways because this thing itself, either me or you can handle. You know? Because me personally, I think if I was to date for a girl for a long time, 2-3 years, and then it came down to a point where we have to do long distance, I would tell her that I wouldn't mind doing it. Let's see how it works. You know?
No, obviously I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, but I'm not like going to, wait, how do I see this? I wouldn't mind it, but I'm personally not for it. You feel
yeah.
me? I'd try my best to avoid getting in a relationship knowing that it's going to lead into long distance. You feel me? I'd avoid that. But if it happens, it happens. I'm sorry I stopped you. Please.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, I would try and stop. But I think if I was married, I'd have to make sure it does work for me personally. I think a breakup and a divorce is two different things. Hey, I can't lie. Because, like, I'm not trying to make it like too religious or anything, but in like a biblical sense or a biblical point of view, it's like, it's not, the Bible doesn't say divorcing a girl is illegal or a sin, or essentially it's not written, but then it's taboo a little bit because it's not something that us as Christians we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost like a sin to ourselves if that happens, you know. So even though it's not written, at least from my knowledge, it's not. If it is, I apologize, but yeah. So that's why if I was married and long distance had to happen, I would have to really make sure that it works, because I'm not trying to go through a whole process of divorce, man. I think a breakup I can, but a divorce is something I'll try to avoid.
No, I do hear you. No, what's this thing? I definitely hear you for sure, because like, once again, divorce, breakups, two different things. I am with you, but once again, man, the person was not meant to be. If the person was never for you, it will happen in the ultimate. Because the thing is, you know, also me, right? How I look at life. Life, for me, right? I feel like you need to listen to what your creator says. You need to listen to what God says. And if you don't, it's almost like he will show you those signs that you've been trying to like avoid. You get me? And
yeah,
those signs that you're trying to avoid, and if it comes out in the ultimate end, you'll be like, yo, I should have listened. You get me? That's how I want to live my life. Not to say that I am a guy who once again doesn't believe in love or nothing like that, but I'm at a place in my life where, like, I'm just going to really allow life to just happen. And if it works out, it does. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. Obviously, I'm not going to be that guy who's not willing to fight or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm not going to ignore those signs in the early stage. I'm not going to, because if I do, I'm only setting myself up for failure in the ultimate end. That's just how I view it personally. Do you have anything you wanna add or
no?
Okay. But yeah, guys, I think we're gonna wrap up this.
We didn't even talk about this.
About what?
Hey, Shumara,
sorry.
So basically, guys, before we wrap it up, we have to talk about it because it was difficult to get this thing already. So there's no way we don't talk about it. So basically, I asked the person that I mentioned in the beginning of the episode. He's in a long distance relationship, so I asked him a series of questions in terms of how it was for him. So these same questions could even be asked to the people who are in long distance relationships who are listening or watching the video. So these same questions could apply to you guys, you know. Maybe you guys can answer it in the comment section or DM us, you know, I don't know. But then yeah, so I asked him, I mean, hopefully we do have time for all of them. So I asked him 16 questions. Some of them he answered short, and then some was a bit long. But then I think, like, I'm looking at this paragraph, it doesn't look too long in my opinion. So yeah, can we talk about it?
Wait, let's go for it. My fault. I thought that's on me. That's on me.
Oh yeah. So for a little bit of context, the person we're talking about, he's a significant other had to go to
school, essentially. So she went to the Western Cape for school. I'm not gonna say the specific school she goes to, but she went to the Western Cape for school. You make your speculation on where she went, but we're not gonna confirm that information. So she went to the Western Cape for school. I think she went there on an ASFAS financial backing. I don't know if it's still the same thing this year, but big ups to her for that. So she went to the Western Cape for school, and it's not like she didn't have other options, but the best option was the Western Cape. Because keep in mind, before she moved, they were in a relationship for 3 years. Yeah, they were in a relationship for 3 years, three or four, but I think it's three. Before she moved,
are these
1, 2? Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay. Are they still together?
Yeah, they are still together. Yeah,
okay, still long distance.
Yeah, well, yeah, she moved back because she came to Gauteng for holiday to spend time with him, and then she had to go back. Oh. So, yeah, they are still together, yes.
Okay, no, that's
still dope. Growing strong.
Shout out. Shout out for sure. Okay, question number 8. How has your communication style changed since going long distance? His answer.
Then some of these answers don't make sense. I don't know if it's because of me. Wait, I need to see something.
It's because of you, dog. No, guys.
It can't be because of me.
It's because of this guy.
Wait. I have another copy here. Let me just see if it's the exact cause. I just, I'm looking at these and it's not sounding correct. Wait, let me just check something quickly.
He's not focusing on the podcast. You see, this guy wise is not serious. You're not
Okay, guys. So
Lock in.
I'm looking if my so I support Manchester City. So I'm looking if my team is winning, guys. Right when he said I'm coming, I'm thinking you. But the game's about to start. I need to check.
My fault.
But Chance winning 3-0. Don't go, Omar Mamush. I'm saying, if you know what I'm talking about, what? I'm saying.
We're not even gonna talk about this. This guy is not focusing. You need to lock in.
You can't even blame me, Jess. My team's been losing. Now I know why this is wrong.
Oh, what happened?
Now I know why this is wrong, Jess. I know why it's wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong because I asked specific questions. I didn't ask all of these questions.
Did I not say it's wise as
Wait, let me see if I can fix that. Just let me see if I can fix it. Wait, let's see if it's locked in there. Oh, please be locked in. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. Okay, take two, gents. It was my fault, you know what I'm saying? We have to so basically. We asked someone who's a long distance relationship to answer a series of questions.
Yeah.
Obviously we can't reveal his name, and it's someone I did mention early in the episode if you guys were listening. But yeah, we actually did say his questions and answers he did say, but I kind of messed up the ordering of the answers. That was my fault. I'm sorry. My fault.
You don't have to expose yourself, though.
No.
You can just leave it. Move on.
No, it was my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's 12 questions I asked him. So yeah, when I answer him.
Start with the first one, though.
Okay, so the first one. What was your initial reaction when you found out she was moving to the Western Cape for school? He answered by saying, it was difficult, honestly speaking. I didn't want it to happen. It messed with my head for a lot of months, even though she didn't know about it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely challenging because you can't show that it's destroying you, even though it's low-key destroying you. Because it does go back to what I said earlier about the peanut butter and cheese analogy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm eating a strip. So, my throat, gents. Anyways, so you have it, but then you genuinely like start to miss the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Just like you start to miss your girl so much, and it's like, how do I move on? You feel me? How do I ever recover from this? You get me? But hey, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's tough. For you.
But then question number two.
Let me read the
okay.
Sorry guys, I can't see it as well. I can't. Okay, what was your initial reaction when you found out she was moving to the West? How did you both prepare for the transition to a long distance relationship? His answer was decided to talk about it I didn't initially want to talk about it because I'm not even good with expressing myself, but it had to be done, and she was trying, so I had to try as well. We just had a lot of talks and conversations about what and how we'll tackle everything. But that's how this thing works. You just have to, like, truly, like, speak how you feel.
Feel, yeah.
Because if you don't, it won't work. Right.
Yeah, that's something actually I don't think we said. Mm. But if you found yourself in a long-distance relationship, James, and females listening, you have to speak how you truly feel. Because as soon as you hold back to what your true feelings are, that's where the house is already starting to crumble. The foundation is gone. You literally have to start speaking up. I think in any relationship, there's no way you come into relationship and your communication skills isn't the best. Speak up. You know what I'm saying?
I've been saying this even in
reflex. No?
Yeah. And communication is key.
It's key.
It's key. Yeah. Next question.
So third question: what has been the biggest challenge of maintaining a relationship from a distance? Dang. So if I'm being honest, from what she has told me, also it has just it was just the adapting to not seeing each other all the time. The communication and interaction between us hasn't changed. It's just the feeling of how often we see each other. We went through a lot. I feel like long distance relationship really affects people who are have a physical love language. So if you guys, as you said, yeah, if you guys always see each other, you know, whenever you see each other, you guys always lamsaring, cuddling, you know. And hopefully, God forbid, you gents are not shepherding before marriage, but you shepherding, you know what I'm saying? So that would definitely affect you guys, because your love language is physical, you know. But if it was like maybe verbal, you know what I'm saying, and then you saw it over text, maybe that might, it may scratch your itch a little bit, despite the distance. But if it's like you guys really work on a physical love language, both of you, and she's somewhere else, damn, that's gonna affect your heart, bro. Like proper.
It really will, dog. Yo, damn, I can't even imagine that, dog. Yo, damn, that must be tough, dog.
That's tough.
It's tough. Okay, his fourth question: have there been moments where you doubted whether the relationship would last? His answer was,
Yeah, I have.
Now, it makes sense. We all going to have our doubts at first.
Yeah.
Because it's real. Because, like, let's not all lie and say we're chilling. Because
we're not chilling.
You're not chilling. You know. You're shaking, praying, God, every day. God, please don't let this woman find a man. Please.
Yes. And we know what your biggest fear
let
is.
Let me be the one. Vice versa, Lord, please may this man not, you know.
And we know what your biggest fear is. Your biggest fear is you're not trying to see your hand getting back shots from other chance.
She's busy, bro. Text. that's unfortunate.
But yeah, the next question is number 5. How do you deal with feelings of loneliness or missing each other? His answer was, for me, it was work. Any type of work, physical activities, actual job work, school work. For her, it was opening up about it all the time, which was very frequent. So, yeah, that's how they dealt with loneliness and missing each other.
Oh, okay.
Which is, it's not a bad way, you know, for the male in this situation. Work was the best way he could not think about it. And for her, what did he say? Sorry,
it was schoolwork.
It was schoolwork, yes, yeah.
School, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's a nice way to deal with things.
Not dope. Next question: do you both have rules or boundaries in place to maintain trust and commitment? Sorry, his answer was yes
we do have that.
You do have to set boundaries,
yeah, for sure,
because if you don't, you're just gonna allow anything and everything to happen.
And this is where I think, to all the good kind guys, it's time to bring out that authority,
yes,
into discussion now. Because there's no, oh no, babe, it's fine. You can, no, it's not fine, she can't do that. You better fine. Tell that, honey, you better be at home 24/7.
It's not fine. It's not fine.
So, yeah,
no, I hate you. Next question.
So, question number 7: how often do you get to see each other in person, and how do you make the most of those moments? Oh, that's nice. That depends on the amount of times I have to fly out. So obviously, he has to fly out to go see her. And obviously, she does the same thing to come and see him as well.
For those of you that are viewers outside of South Africa, Here in South Africa, we have 9 provinces.
Ah, Chance, I didn't listen in geography class.
You see this guy? Why? How do you not? You live in this country.
Wait, let's confirm that information.
It's 9 provinces. You're actually searching.
Yes.
I'm so sorry on Wise's behalf, guys. I really am. I am so sorry on Wise's behalf. Clearly, he doesn't listen in school.
Okay, let's check if Ura is speaking right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay.
Anyways, for those of you that don't know, there are 9 provinces in South Africa. There are 9 provinces.
I didn't know.
Yeah, there are 9 provinces in South Africa, and you can either choose to travel by car or plane, but it would make sense to go by plane.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Anyways, the point is that, Western Cape and Johannesburg, he lives here in Johannesburg.
Right?
Yeah. Are far from each other.
So very far.
He'd have to fly or she would have to come this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to explain that for the viewers outside of South Africa.
Anyway, but I can say if you want to see the nature of South Africa,
drive.
Yeah, definitely. Drive. Anyways, the next question. What have you learned about yourself and relationships through this experience? His answer was that if you spend your days stressing about it, you lose your own purpose in life and get distracted by all the noise.
Knowing that I know this guy, this is a solid answer,
That's a solid answer.
Shout out to the person that's answering or that answered these questions for us. As I said, I can't say his name, but shout out.
No, that's a lovely answer, bro. Like,
I'm proud of you.
I would have answered the same thing like that.
Actually. I don't keep going.
No, fair, but no, lovely answer. Yeah, just a solid answer. Solid answer.
But then, yeah, question number 9: has long distance strengthened or tested your relationship more? And then his answer was probably strengthened. Oh, okay. That's actually nice because, yeah, as we said, like, the fact that they stood together and despite the distance, that may have probably been a factor of what strengthened.
It makes sense that it strengthens because, as they say, the heart grows fond. Do you know that the heart grows fonder of the... I'm yapping.
I brought too much. Shut up.
It's fine. You guys know what I'm trying to say. Correct me. Clearly, I also don't know my idioms.
What is Ura saying?
I don't know my idioms and
he's saying dumb things.
The heart grows fonder of your, like, you know when you
Well, tell us what Ura is saying. But in question number 10.
Have you seen changes in your girlfriend's personality or habits since you moved? His answer was, my answer would have been Vela. No, I'm joking. His answer said, I would say yes and no. Yes, because she's become more mature in the way she picks herself up, which probably comes from living on her own and looking after yourself. And no, because she's still as open, honest, giving and submissive as she's always been. Her priorities haven't changed.
That's the type of woman I want. Know what I'm saying? That's the type of woman I want. Know what I'm saying?
But do you think women like that exist?
Yes, Ura. It's diamond in the rough type things. You just gotta look. And that's why the Lord is there to help you.
Of course.
He's gonna be your tender.
Yes, he is. Lord, if you listening, please send me my wife now.
Bless Ura with a woman that's faithful like this one.
Yes, sir. Now I'm joking, guys. Not yet.
She's coming tomorrow.
Anyways, let's move on.
Question number 11. Second last question. Would you consider a long distance relationship again in the future if circumstances require it? So, number 11.
That's
heck no.
My valid dog. I hear him. Why am I putting myself through that again?
Heck no.
No, sir. can't complain.
You're straight to the point.
I hear you, dog. I hear you. Final and last question. Based on your experience, do you think long distance relationships work, or do they have an expiration date? I think they do, but let's see what he says. He says, I would say if you are someone who consumes everything that others have gone through, don't do it. If you are emotionally unintelligent, don't do it. You don't pray to God with your partner, don't do it. You make decisions based off of emotions, don't do it. If you are inept to seeing two perspectives, don't do it. Incapable of communicating like an adult, don't do it. So basically, don't do it.
He's not trying to say that. He's saying that if those three things, why a long distance relationship doesn't work. But he's trying to say that if you cannot handle these things or you have these traits, don't even try. And females, I'm looking at you.
But let's close this episode off. But before we do, Wise, what is your final answer? Does long distance relationship work?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be on the fence.
Okay. Alright. Does long distance relationship work? Nope. That's just me. But once again, it's not like I'm saying it's impossible. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
But I am just saying, we live in a society where it's almost like hard to like last because of the things that happen around in today's world.
Yeah.
You get me? That's why I would personally say no. But am I opposed to it? Yes, I am. But will I do it? If you're the right one, for sure, I will. But that concludes today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks again to the person that answered this question for us. Thank you
so much. Once again, make sure you check out HOM. We don't have the product today. Next episode,
but you know what it looks like.
What it is. Wise will put up the video just for you guys to see it once
again.
Make sure you purchase it. Follow them on Instagram and on TikTok, and they will have a website soon. And guys, you will smell
fresh.
You'll smell fresh.
Just like you got that ad from regular show when you spray
that spray.
They will not come. See? If you spray the spray, they will not pull up.
They'll pull up. But that guy brought up the stock. He got the gents instead of the girls.
No, it was the unicorns that came.
Oh, the unicorns. Yeah. It's still the gents. It was supposed to attract the feet. It's still gents. But anyways, we love you guys. Make sure you check out HOM. Follow Beyond the Mic on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're on YouTube, Twitter. Follow us also on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Once again, follow Wise on his IG.
Oh, mine is @WiseTheBoss.
Yes, sir. Follow my new IG. Once again.
What is it?
I'll say it. Once again, whoever hacked me. I really hope you're satisfied and happy in life, man. God bless you, man. God bless you. But my new Instagram handle is aura.mazibuko. It's no longer It's Aura because of you. Well done to
basically you. Aura saying, my is you, but in a kind way.
Well done to you, dog. Anyways, we love you guys, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode next week. Peace.